The Culture Game, How to Make Big Decisions Better and Faster. By David Robertson. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Culture Game, How to Make Big Decisions Better and Faster by David Robertson is a book that provides readers with a comprehensive guide to making better and faster decisions in their organizations. The book is divided into three parts. Part 1 focuses on the importance of culture in decision-making, Part 2 provides a framework for making decisions, and Part 3 offers practical advice on how to implement the framework. In Part 1, Robertson explains the importance of culture in decision-making, and how it can be used to create an environment that encourages collaboration and innovation. He also discusses the importance of understanding the context of a decision and how to use data to inform decisions. In Part 2, Robertson outlines a framework for making decisions, which includes understanding the problem, gathering data, analyzing the data, and making a decision. He also provides guidance on how to use the framework to make decisions in a timely manner. Finally, in Part 3, Robertson provides practical advice on how to implement the framework in an organization, including how to create a culture of collaboration and innovation, and how to use data to inform decisions. The book also includes case studies and examples to illustrate the concepts discussed. Overall, The Culture Game provides readers with a comprehensive guide to making better and faster decisions in their organizations. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Establish a culture of collaboration. Collaboration is essential for making better decisions faster. It is important to create a culture of collaboration that encourages people to work together and share ideas. This will help to ensure that decisions are made with the best possible information. Establishing a culture of collaboration is essential for making better decisions faster. It is important to create an environment where people feel comfortable working together and sharing ideas. This will help to ensure that decisions are made with the best possible information. To do this, it is important to foster an atmosphere of trust and respect. This means that everyone should be given the opportunity to contribute their ideas and opinions, and that their contributions should be taken seriously. Additionally, it is important to create a system of accountability, so that everyone is held responsible for their decisions and actions. Finally, it is important to provide the necessary resources and support to ensure that collaboration is successful. Creating a culture of collaboration is not easy, but it is essential for making better decisions faster. It requires a commitment from everyone involved to work together and share ideas. It also requires a willingness to take risks and try new things. By creating an environment of trust and respect, and providing the necessary resources and support, it is possible to create a culture of collaboration that will help to ensure that decisions are made with the best possible information. Main idea number 2. Understand the decision-making process. It is important to understand the decision-making process in order to make better decisions faster. This includes understanding the different stages of decision-making, the different types of decisions, and the different types of decision-makers. The decision-making process is a complex one, and it is important to understand the different stages of decision-making in order to make better decisions faster. The first stage is to identify the problem or opportunity that needs to be addressed. This involves gathering information, analyzing the situation, and determining the best course of action. The second stage is to develop a plan of action. This involves considering the different options available, weighing the pros and cons of each, and selecting the best option. The third stage is to implement the plan. This involves taking the necessary steps to put the plan into action. Finally, the fourth stage is to evaluate the results. This involves assessing the success or failure of the decision and making any necessary adjustments. It is also important to understand the different types of decisions that need to be made. Some decisions are simple and straightforward, while others are more complex and require more thought and analysis. Additionally, different types of decision makers have different approaches to decision making. Some are more analytical and logical, while others are more intuitive and creative. Understanding the different types of decision makers and their approaches can help to make better decisions faster. By understanding the different stages of decision making, the different types of decisions, and the different types of decision makers, it is possible to make better decisions faster. This can help to ensure that the right decisions are made in a timely manner, and that the best possible outcomes are achieved. Main idea number 3. Use data to inform decisions. Data should be used to inform decisions. This includes gathering data from multiple sources, analyzing the data, and using it to make decisions. Using data to inform decisions is a powerful tool for any organization. By gathering data from multiple sources, analyzing it, and using it to make decisions, organizations can make better and faster decisions. Data can provide insights into customer behavior, market trends, and other important factors that can help inform decisions. It can also help identify potential risks and opportunities, allowing organizations to make more informed decisions. Additionally, data can be used to measure the success of decisions, allowing organizations to adjust their strategies accordingly. Data-driven decision-making can help organizations make better decisions faster. By gathering data from multiple sources, analyzing it, and using it to inform decisions, organizations can make decisions that are more informed and better suited to their needs. Additionally, data-driven decision-making can help organizations identify potential risks and opportunities, allowing them to make more informed decisions. Finally, data-driven decision-making can help organizations measure the success of their decisions, allowing them to adjust their strategies accordingly. Main idea number 4. Develop a decision-making framework. A decision-making framework should be developed to ensure that decisions are made in a consistent and effective manner. This includes understanding the decision-making process, setting criteria for making decisions, and developing a decision-making process. The first step in developing a decision-making framework is to understand the decision-making process. This includes understanding the different types of decisions that need to be made, the stakeholders involved in the decision-making process, and the different factors that need to be taken into consideration when making a decision. It is also important to understand the different types of decision-making tools that can be used to help make decisions. The next step is to set criteria for making decisions. This includes understanding the goals and objectives of the decision, the resources available to make the decision, and the timeline for making the decision. It is also important to consider the potential risks and rewards associated with the decision. The final step is to develop a decision-making process. This includes understanding the different steps involved in making a decision, the roles and responsibilities of the stakeholders involved in the decision-making process, and the different tools and techniques that can be used to make the decision. It is also important to consider the different ways in which the decision can be communicated to stakeholders. By developing a decision-making framework, organizations can ensure that decisions are made in a consistent and effective manner. This will help to ensure that decisions are made in a timely manner and that the best possible outcome is achieved. Main idea number 5. Create a decision-making team. A decision-making team should be created to ensure that decisions are made in a collaborative and effective manner. This includes selecting the right people for the team, setting expectations for the team, and creating a decision-making process. Creating a decision-making team is an important step in ensuring that decisions are made in a collaborative and effective manner. The team should be composed of individuals who have the necessary skills and knowledge to make informed decisions. It is also important to set expectations for the team, such as how decisions will be made, how long the team will have to make a decision, and how the team will communicate with each other. Additionally, it is important to create a decision-making process that is clear and concise. This process should include steps such as gathering information, discussing the options, and making a decision. By creating a decision-making team and a clear decision-making process, organizations can ensure that decisions are made in a timely and effective manner. Main idea number 6. Utilize technology. Technology can be used to make decisions faster and more effectively. This includes using software to analyze data, using online tools to collaborate, and using artificial intelligence to make decisions. Utilizing technology can be a powerful tool for making decisions faster and more effectively. By using software to analyze data, businesses can quickly identify trends and patterns that can help inform their decisions. Online tools can be used to collaborate with colleagues and customers, allowing for more efficient decision-making. Artificial intelligence can be used to automate certain decisions, freeing up time for more complex tasks. Technology can also be used to create simulations and models that can help to predict the outcome of certain decisions. The use of technology can also help to reduce the risk associated with making decisions. By using data-driven models and simulations, businesses can better understand the potential consequences of their decisions. This can help to reduce the chances of making a costly mistake. Additionally, technology can be used to automate certain decisions, reducing the need for manual labor and freeing up resources for more important tasks. Ultimately, utilizing technology can be a powerful tool for making decisions faster and more effectively. By using software to analyze data, online tools to collaborate, and artificial intelligence to automate certain decisions, businesses can make decisions faster and with greater accuracy. Additionally, technology can help to reduce the risk associated with making decisions, allowing businesses to make more informed decisions with greater confidence. Main idea number 7. Foster a culture of experimentation. Experimentation is essential for making better decisions faster. It is important to create a culture of experimentation that encourages people to try new ideas and test different approaches. Fostering a culture of experimentation is essential for any organization that wants to stay competitive and make better decisions faster. Experimentation allows teams to test different approaches and ideas, and to learn from their successes and failures. It encourages people to take risks and to think outside the box, which can lead to innovative solutions. A culture of experimentation also helps to create an environment of trust and collaboration, where people feel comfortable sharing their ideas and trying new things. By creating a culture of experimentation, organizations can stay ahead of the curve and make better decisions faster. Creating a culture of experimentation starts with leadership. Leaders need to set the tone and demonstrate that experimentation is valued and encouraged. They should provide resources and support for experimentation, and create an environment where people feel safe to take risks and try new things. Leaders should also recognize and reward experimentation, and provide feedback and guidance to help teams learn from their successes and failures. Finally, leaders should ensure that experimentation is part of the organization's culture by making it part of the company's values and mission. Fostering a culture of experimentation is essential for any organization that wants to stay competitive and make better decisions faster. By creating an environment where people feel safe to take risks and try new things, organizations can stay ahead of the curve and make better decisions faster. With the right leadership and support, organizations can create a culture of experimentation that encourages people to think outside the box and come up with innovative solutions. Main idea number 8. Develop a decision-making process. A decision-making process should be developed to ensure that decisions are made in a consistent and effective manner. This includes understanding the decision-making process, setting criteria for making decisions, and developing a decision-making process. The first step in developing a decision-making process is to understand the decision-making process. This includes understanding the different types of decisions that need to be made, the different stakeholders involved in the decision-making process, and the different factors that need to be taken into consideration when making a decision. It is also important to understand the different decision-making models that can be used to make decisions. The second step is to set criteria for making decisions. This includes understanding the goals and objectives of the decision-making process, the criteria that need to be met for a decision to be made, and the criteria that need to be met for a decision to be considered successful. It is also important to understand the different types of data that need to be collected and analyzed in order to make an informed decision. The third step is to develop a decision-making process. This includes understanding the different steps that need to be taken in order to make a decision, the different tools and techniques that can be used to make a decision, and the different methods of communication that need to be used in order to ensure that all stakeholders are informed of the decision-making process. It is also important to understand the different decision-making tools that can be used to make decisions. By understanding the decision-making process, setting criteria for making decisions, and developing a decision-making process, organizations can ensure that decisions are made in a consistent and effective manner. This will help organizations make better decisions faster and more efficiently. Main idea number 9. Utilize feedback. Feedback should be used to inform decisions. This includes gathering feedback from stakeholders, analyzing the feedback, and using it to make decisions. Utilizing feedback is an important part of making decisions. It is essential to gather feedback from stakeholders, analyze it, and use it to inform decisions. This process helps to ensure that decisions are based on the best available information and that all stakeholders are taken into account. By gathering feedback from stakeholders, decision makers can gain insight into the needs and concerns of those affected by the decision. This helps to ensure that decisions are made with the best interests of all stakeholders in mind. Additionally, analyzing the feedback can help to identify potential risks and opportunities associated with the decision. This can help to ensure that decisions are made with a full understanding of the potential consequences. Finally, using the feedback to inform decisions helps to ensure that decisions are made with the most up-to-date information available. The Culture Game: How to Make Big Decisions Better and Faster by David Robertson provides a comprehensive guide to utilizing feedback to inform decisions. The book outlines the importance of gathering feedback from stakeholders, analyzing the feedback, and using it to make decisions. It also provides practical advice on how to effectively gather and analyze feedback, as well as how to use it to make decisions. Additionally, the book provides guidance on how to create a culture of feedback and decision-making, which can help to ensure that decisions are made with the best interests of all stakeholders in mind. By following the advice in this book, decision makers can ensure that they are making decisions based on the best available information and that all stakeholders are taken into account. Main idea number 10. Leverage collective intelligence. Collective intelligence can be used to make better decisions faster. This includes gathering data from multiple sources, analyzing the data, and using it to make decisions. Leveraging collective intelligence is a powerful tool for making better decisions faster. By gathering data from multiple sources, analyzing it, and using it to inform decisions, organizations can make more informed decisions that are better suited to their needs. This data can come from internal sources such as customer feedback, market research, and employee surveys, or from external sources such as industry trends, competitor analysis, and public opinion. By combining this data with the collective intelligence of the organization, decisions can be made that are more informed and better suited to the organization's needs. The Culture Game: How to Make Big Decisions Better and Faster by David Robertson provides a framework for leveraging collective intelligence. It outlines the steps for gathering data, analyzing it, and using it to make decisions. It also provides guidance on how to create a culture of collective intelligence, where everyone in the organization is encouraged to contribute their ideas and insights. By creating a culture of collective intelligence, organizations can make better decisions faster and more efficiently. Main idea number 11. Utilize decision-making tools. Decision-making tools can be used to make decisions faster and more effectively. This includes using software to analyze data, using online tools to collaborate, and using artificial intelligence to make decisions. Decision-making tools can be incredibly useful for businesses and organizations of all sizes. By utilizing these tools, decision-makers can quickly and accurately analyze data, collaborate with others, and make decisions faster and more effectively. Software can be used to analyze data and identify trends, allowing decision-makers to make informed decisions. Online tools can be used to collaborate with others, allowing for more efficient decision-making. Artificial intelligence can be used to make decisions, allowing for faster and more accurate decisions. By utilizing these decision-making tools, businesses and organizations can make better and faster decisions. The Culture Game: How to Make Big Decisions Better and Faster by David Robertson provides an in-depth look at how decision-making tools can be used to make better and faster decisions. The book provides a comprehensive overview of the different decision-making tools available, as well as how to use them effectively. It also provides guidance on how to create a culture of decision-making, allowing for better and faster decisions. By utilizing the tools and strategies outlined in the book, businesses and organizations can make better and faster decisions. Main idea number 12. Create a decision-making culture. A decision-making culture should be created to ensure that decisions are made in a collaborative and effective manner. This includes understanding the decision-making process, setting expectations for the team, and creating a decision-making process. Creating a decision-making culture is essential for any organization that wants to make effective and timely decisions. This culture should be based on collaboration and trust, and should involve all stakeholders in the decision-making process. The first step is to understand the decision-making process and how it works. This includes understanding the different types of decisions that need to be made, the different stakeholders involved, and the different types of information that need to be considered. Once the decision-making process is understood, expectations should be set for the team. This includes setting clear goals and objectives, and ensuring that everyone is on the same page. It also includes setting deadlines and ensuring that everyone is aware of the timeline for making decisions. Finally, a decision-making process should be created that outlines the steps that need to be taken in order to make a decision. This should include gathering information, discussing the options, and making a final decision. Creating a decision-making culture is essential for any organization that wants to make effective and timely decisions. By understanding the decision-making process, setting expectations for the team, and creating a decision-making process, organizations can ensure that decisions are made in a collaborative and effective manner. Main idea number 13. Utilize decision-making models. Decision-making models can be used to make decisions faster and more effectively. This includes using decision trees, decision matrices, and other decision-making models. Decision-making models are powerful tools that can help organizations make decisions faster and more effectively. Decision trees, decision matrices, and other decision-making models can be used to identify the best course of action in a given situation. Decision trees are particularly useful for making decisions in complex situations, as they allow for the consideration of multiple factors and their relative importance. Decision matrices are useful for making decisions in situations where there are multiple options and the relative importance of each option needs to be considered. Other decision-making models, such as the Delphi method, can be used to make decisions in situations where there is a lack of consensus or agreement among stakeholders. Using decision-making models can help organizations make decisions faster and more effectively. By using these models, organizations can identify the best course of action in a given situation and make decisions that are based on data and evidence. Additionally, decision-making models can help organizations make decisions that are more consistent and equitable, as they can be used to ensure that all stakeholders are given an equal opportunity to voice their opinions and have their views taken into account. The Culture Game: How to Make Big Decisions Better and Faster by David Robertson provides an in-depth look at how decision-making models can be used to make better and faster decisions. The book provides a comprehensive overview of the different decision-making models and how they can be used to make decisions in a variety of situations. Additionally, the book provides practical advice on how to use decision-making models to make better and faster decisions. Main idea number 14. Utilize decision-making techniques. Decision-making techniques can be used to make decisions faster and more effectively. This includes using brainstorming, decision analysis, and other decision-making techniques. Decision-making techniques can be used to make decisions faster and more effectively. Brainstorming is a great way to generate ideas and solutions to a problem. It involves gathering a group of people together to discuss the issue and come up with potential solutions. Decision analysis is another technique that can be used to make decisions. This involves analyzing the pros and cons of each potential solution and then selecting the best one. Other decision-making techniques include using a decision tree, cost-benefit analysis, and risk analysis. All of these techniques can help to make decisions faster and more effectively. The Culture Game, How to Make Big Decisions Better and Faster by David Robertson is a great resource for learning more about decision-making techniques. This book provides an in-depth look at how to use decision-making techniques to make better and faster decisions. It covers topics such as brainstorming, decision analysis, decision trees, cost-benefit analysis, and risk analysis. It also provides practical advice on how to use these techniques in real-world situations. This book is a great resource for anyone looking to improve their decision-making skills. Main idea number 15. Utilize decision-making strategies. Decision-making strategies can be used to make decisions faster and more effectively. This includes using decision-making frameworks, decision-making processes, and other decision-making strategies. Decision-making strategies are essential for any organization that wants to make decisions quickly and effectively. By utilizing decision-making strategies, organizations can ensure that their decisions are based on sound logic and evidence, and that they are made in a timely manner. Decision-making frameworks provide a structure for making decisions, while decision-making processes provide a step-by-step approach to making decisions. Additionally, other decision-making strategies such as brainstorming, problem-solving, and risk assessment can be used to ensure that decisions are made with the best possible outcome in mind. The book The Culture Game, How to Make Big Decisions Better and Faster by David Robertson provides an in-depth look at how to use decision-making strategies to make better and faster decisions. It provides a comprehensive overview of decision-making frameworks, decision-making processes, and other decision-making strategies. It also provides practical advice on how to use these strategies to make better decisions. Additionally, the book provides case studies and examples of how decision-making strategies have been used in real-world situations. By utilizing decision-making strategies, organizations can make better and faster decisions. This can help them to stay competitive and ensure that their decisions are based on sound logic and evidence. Additionally, decision-making strategies can help organizations to make decisions in a timely manner, which can help them to stay ahead of the competition. Main idea number 16. Utilize decision-making systems. Decision-making systems can be used to make decisions faster and more effectively. This includes using decision-making software, decision-making platforms, and other decision-making systems. Decision-making systems can be used to make decisions faster and more effectively. This includes using decision-making software, decision-making platforms, and other decision-making systems. These systems can help to automate the decision-making process, allowing for faster and more accurate decisions. Decision-making software can be used to analyze data and provide insights into the best course of action. Decision-making platforms can be used to create a collaborative environment for decision-making, allowing for multiple stakeholders to weigh in on the decision. Finally, other decision-making systems can be used to create a more structured approach to decision-making, allowing for a more organized and efficient process. Using decision-making systems can help to reduce the time it takes to make decisions, as well as reduce the risk of making the wrong decision. By automating the decision-making process, decision-makers can focus on the important aspects of the decision, rather than spending time on mundane tasks. Additionally, decision-making systems can help to ensure that decisions are made in a consistent and fair manner, as the system can be programmed to take into account all relevant factors. Finally, decision-making systems can help to ensure that decisions are made in a timely manner, as the system can be programmed to alert decision-makers when a decision needs to be made. Overall, decision-making systems can be a powerful tool for organizations looking to make decisions faster and more effectively. By automating the decision-making process, organizations can reduce the time it takes to make decisions, as well as reduce the risk of making the wrong decision. Additionally, decision-making systems can help to ensure that decisions are made in a consistent and fair manner, as well as in a timely manner. Main idea number 17. Utilize decision-making analytics. decision-making analytics can be used to make decisions faster and more effectively. This includes using data analysis, predictive analytics, and other decision-making analytics. Utilizing decision-making analytics can help organizations make better and faster decisions. By using data analysis, predictive analytics, and other decision-making analytics, organizations can gain insights into their decision-making process and identify areas for improvement. This can help organizations make decisions more quickly and accurately, while also reducing the risk of making costly mistakes. Additionally, decision-making analytics can help organizations identify trends and patterns in their data, allowing them to make more informed decisions. By leveraging decision-making analytics, organizations can make better decisions faster and more effectively. The Culture Game: How to Make Big Decisions Better and Faster by David Robertson provides a comprehensive guide to using decision-making analytics. The book covers topics such as how to use data analysis to identify trends and patterns, how to use predictive analytics to anticipate future outcomes, and how to use decision-making analytics to make better decisions faster. Additionally, the book provides practical advice on how to implement decision-making analytics in an organization, as well as how to measure the success of the analytics. By following the advice in this book, organizations can make better decisions faster and more effectively. Main idea number 18. Utilize decision-making simulations. Decision-making simulations can be used to make decisions faster and more effectively. This includes using computer simulations, virtual reality simulations, and other decision-making simulations. Decision-making simulations can be a powerful tool for organizations to make decisions faster and more effectively. By using computer simulations, virtual reality simulations, and other decision-making simulations, organizations can gain insight into the potential outcomes of their decisions before they are made. This can help organizations to make more informed decisions and reduce the risk of making costly mistakes. Additionally, decision-making simulations can help organizations to identify potential problems and opportunities before they arise, allowing them to take proactive steps to address them. Decision-making simulations can also be used to test different scenarios and strategies. This can help organizations to identify the best course of action for a given situation. Additionally, decision-making simulations can be used to identify potential risks and rewards associated with a given decision. This can help organizations to make more informed decisions and reduce the risk of making costly mistakes. Finally, decision-making simulations can be used to train employees on how to make better decisions. By using simulations, employees can gain experience in making decisions in a safe environment. This can help them to become more confident in their decision-making abilities and better prepared to make decisions in the real world. Main idea number 19. Utilize decision-making processes. Decision-making processes can be used to make decisions faster and more effectively. This includes using decision-making frameworks, decision-making models, and other decision-making processes. Decision-making processes are essential for any organization to make decisions quickly and effectively. By utilizing decision-making processes, organizations can ensure that decisions are made in a timely manner and that the best possible outcome is achieved. Decision-making frameworks provide a structure for decision-making, allowing organizations to identify the key elements of a decision and the criteria for making it. Decision-making models provide a systematic approach to decision-making, allowing organizations to identify the best course of action based on the available data. Other decision-making processes, such as brainstorming and group decision-making, can also be used to ensure that all perspectives are taken into account when making a decision. The Culture Game: How to Make Big Decisions Better and Faster by David Robertson provides an in-depth look at how to use decision-making processes to make better and faster decisions. The book provides a comprehensive overview of decision-making frameworks, decision-making models, and other decision-making processes. It also provides practical advice on how to use these processes to make better decisions. By utilizing the decision-making processes outlined in the book, organizations can ensure that they are making the best possible decisions in a timely manner. Main idea number 20. Utilize decision-making tools. Decision-making tools can be used to make decisions faster and more effectively. This includes using decision-making software, decision-making platforms, and other decision-making tools. Decision-making tools can be incredibly useful for making decisions quickly and efficiently. By utilizing decision-making software, decision-making platforms, and other decision-making tools, organizations can make decisions faster and more effectively. Decision-making software can help to automate the decision-making process, allowing organizations to quickly analyze data and make decisions based on the results. Decision-making platforms can provide a collaborative environment for decision-making, allowing multiple stakeholders to come together and make decisions quickly and efficiently. Other decision-making tools, such as decision trees and decision matrices, can help to structure the decision-making process and provide a framework for making decisions. By utilizing these decision-making tools, organizations can make better and faster decisions. The book The Culture Game: How to Make Big Decisions Better and Faster by David Robertson provides an in-depth look at how organizations can use decision-making tools to make better and faster decisions. The book provides a comprehensive overview of the different decision-making tools available, as well as how to use them effectively. It also provides practical advice on how to create a culture of decision-making within an organization and how to ensure that decisions are made quickly and effectively. By utilizing the advice and guidance provided in this book, organizations can make better and faster decisions and create a culture of decision-making that will help them to succeed in the long run.